Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Nun Tes, and we are on Nun Ches Mabez, second to last line, Rav Shravya Amar. So we are talking about the different deos here in the Gemara, exactly on the where exactly the Mizbeach was. The Mishnah started off, if you remember, whether one could shecht on top of the Mizbeach. That was a Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah. Kachi Kachim, that's the name of this parak. Kachi Kachim, Sheshachton, Barosha Mizbeach. What is the halacha? Rabbi Yossi says, it's fine, Akilu Nishchetu Batzafon. We mentioned in the Gemara, does that mean because the entire Mizbeach was in the Tzafon? That was Rabbi Yochanan's Misora that he had about Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Rabbi Yochanan had a Misora that Rabbi Yossi holds that it's all in the north. That's why in the north is the entire Mizbeach is considered in the north. And the Gemara went on to say that maybe not. Maybe it does not have to do with exactly where it was, but just halachically it had the status of north. Then towards the bottom of the Amud on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Zeira said it has to be that Rabbi Yochanan has some type of source in Mishnayos. Can't just be that it's a Misora, it has to have some source in Mishnayos. That's what he says. Efshar Isa Lahadra Rabbi Yochanan Velo Tanira Lo B'Matnisan. It has to have some type of source. So Nafak Dakva Ashkach, and he went out and found the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid on Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah said that the Ma'aracha, out of the three Ma'arachas that were on top of the Mizbeach, the Ma'aracha that was used for the Ketores, to take the coals into the Heichal in order to use for the Ketores, and the Ma'aracha, that same Ma'aracha that was used to burn the Bazichei Lavona on Shabbos, was on the west side, close to the Pinim, close to the Heichal, but four Amos up from the southern edge of the Mizbeach. Four Amos up. So, whose Shita is that? So, that's what the Gemara went into. Two, and now we're going to have three possibilities. Who is the author of that Mishnah? So, the first opinion was, maybe this is Rabbi Yossi Shita, and this is the Mishnah that implicitly implies Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mizbeach was totally in the north, and that's what the Gemara mentioned in the middle of Nun Ches Mabez yesterday. And if you do the math and you work out exactly where the Mizbeach was, it was in the north side, and the Ma'aracha has to be across from the Pesach Ohel Moed, across from the doorway, so it has to be all the way in the south of the Mizbeach, and that was the first suggestion. Because we mentioned, according to all the other suggestions, if it's in the south, that it's not going to work out to be four Amos up from the southern edge, and we worked out all the math yesterday in the first day. That was all number one, that maybe the Mishnah is reflecting Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Then we went into, maybe Rav Ada Bar Ava suggested that maybe, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach is Memutza V'omed Be'emsa Ha'azara, and we work out that it could be that possibility as well. So we're up to number three. It was pointed out to me yesterday, after this year, that it is fascinating that this wasn't so long after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We're talking about Tanaim. We're talking about a couple hundred years, if you want to say, some of the later Tanaim, and yet it was lost. And yet it was lost. The tragedy is just that. It was so, like, obviously they didn't know it was destroyed. But the Mesorah of knowing exactly where the Mizbeach was, and the Svaris, and the whole discussion, it was so close after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and already it was not known. We're not talking here about identifying it. Remember the Rambam we mentioned from Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Beis, that discusses once you need Lamaisa to come back, even if you know where it is, you need a Navi. Right, because it was out of the Mesorah. That was the diak of the Beis Halevi in the Rambam. But here we're just talking about conceptually where it was, and yet it was not clear, not too long after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that was possibility number two. Who was the author of the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid? And now we're up to number three. Rav Shravya Amar Hamani Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. Maybe the author of the Mishnah in Tamid, which says that the Ma'aracha to burn, to take the coals from, for the Ketores, and that same Ma'aracha to put the Bazich Levona on Shabbos, in order to matir the Lechem Apanim to be eaten by the Kohanim, that's four Amos away from the southern edge of the Mizbeach. Maybe that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. Who's Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Which Shita? As follows. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Mitoch Shenema, there are two psukim that seem to contradict each other. One pasuk, Mitoch Shenema, Vanasata Sakior, Bein Ohel Moed, Uvein Mizbeach. It seems like the Kior is supposed to be between the Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach, meaning on the west side of the Mizbeach, the Kior should be put between the Ohel Moed, which means the Pesach Ohel Moed, the door of the Ohel Moed, and the Mizbeach. It's got to be in between. And yet, We have another pasuk, ve'es mizbach ha'ola v'gomer. Mizbach ha'ola, and the mizbeach of the mizbeach achitzon should be Pesach ha'amoed, which sounds like mizbeach be'pesach ha'amoed v'lo kiyor be'pesach ha'amoed. Right, the kiyor should not be in between. The Mizbeach Ha'olah has to be directly in front without any mechitzas to the Pesach Ha'amoed. So should the Kiyar be in between or not? So how do you work it? So that's Rav Yosef Lili's suggestion. Heichan ha'yanosno, bein ha'ulam v'la Mizbeach klap mashuch kima, klapi hadaro. It's between the ulam, right, the hallway in front of the Heichal and the Mizbeach, pulled a little bit to the south. So it's somehow considered a little of both. It's between the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach Ha'olah, but there is an area, which we'll have to see, there is an area that it's not blocking. Because it's pulled towards the south a little, there's an area of the Mizbeach that is Pesach Ohel Moed, that doesn't have any break between the it and the Ohel Moed. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili's opinion. Now we have to work out exactly, so according to him, so where is the Mizbeach, and how do we work it out, and how do we know that it's four amos away from the southern side? That's what the Gemara is about to go into now. But just to review for a moment, remember we spoke about this back in the second parak, discussing the mitzvah of using the kiyar. Mitzvah of using the kiyar, that it has to be, it's in an unusual place, right? But it's because the Torah says so. I would have thought that the kiyar should be on the east side of the Mizbeach, right? When the Kohanim first walk in, before they get to the Mizbeach, they wash their hands and their feet, and they go up and do the avodah. But that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says it has to be here, the pasuk in between the Mizbeach and the Ohel Moed. So that's where it is. The mitzvah d'oraisa, as we know, for the Kohanim to wash their hands and feet. Some count it as a separate iser d'oraisa, not to do avodah without washing hands and feet. Other Rishonim do not, but it's definitely a mitzvah zaseh, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. I'll read it from the Chinuch, a mitzvah kufav. The Chinuch says, L'rchotz hayodayim v'haraglayim k'pachol eis hikonis l'heichol v'habol avod avodah. Two. In order, anybody who's going into the Heichal, and anyone who's going to do the Avodah, even not in the Heichal, even on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. V'zosi mitzvah kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, sh'ne'amar v'rachatzim Aaron uvanav imenu, es yideihem es raglayhem, b'voim elo amoeit, v'gomer, o v'gisham ala Mizbeach l'sharis. Either way, we spoke then also about what about bi'er rekanis? What about just going into the Heichal for no reason? Is that an iser of shalom rachas yadayim v'raglayim? Because if you're medayik in the psukim, when you go into the Ohel Moed, or when you go to the Mizbeach to do the Avodah. So maybe just walking in, so the Gemara mentioned earlier, had a rhetorical question, are you chayav for bi'er rekanis? So we had a machlokas we showed him how to understand that line. Is that literal? That of course you're not chayav for bi'er rekanis. Or, no, you're not chayav for bi'er rekanis, maybe bachutz, but maybe p'nim you would be. So that's what we discussed then. Again, the chinuch, as he does in all these mitzvos, right, points to the shorash of the mitzvah, that it's all about our focusing and realizing that the Kohanim have to do avoda. They're about to do an avoda. Hayisoda kavua shamarnu lahagdil kvod abayis v'chom alachas anaso sham. It's for the kavod abayis. Alkein roi lenakos hayadayim shehein haosos bimalacha v'chol eis yagiyu yigu akohanim binyanei abayis. Before they come, they should recognize that they are doing something very special. And before you do something very special, you know, you wash your hands and you do an act that shows that you know what you're about to do is something very unique. Once you start, you don't have to do another rechitza, except for Yom Kippur, l'rov chumro shel hayom. In between, you keep washing your hands and keep going to the mikvah. But we should recognize that. And we know that there is even a remnant of this, even halacha l'maisa. We know the machlokas we've shown him about netilas yadayim baboker, the three reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. Two of them based on the Rishonim, one of them a little bit in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about in one place the Ruach Ra, right? That is the negative reason that we have Ruach Ra on our hands at night, and we have to wash our hands. That's where the Tumah is Shoreh and is left over, and we wash our hands, we have removed it. That's the reason we wash three times on each hand. But according to that reason, we would not make a bracha. Because if it's just about a removal of a problem, there is no bracha. That's why there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. That's why there's no bracha on kashering, on Hagalas Kalim. Tevilas Kalim is adding, is being Mosif Kedusha. That's why you make a bracha. But there's no bracha just on removing a problem. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. What about Ma'akeh? What about putting up a fence around my roof? So is that just removing a problem? I'm removing the dangerous situation. Or is there something positive there? There's an asay, right? There's an asay and a los asay. But what's driving it? Is the asay driving it or is the los asay driving it? So that's a discussion. Do you make a bracha on makkah? If it's just about prevention of dangers, then you would not make a bracha. If there is a bracha, so that reflects that there is something more positive here. There's a kiyum of creating a safe environment. There's a kiyum of putting up the makkah. And there are nafgaminas lahalacha, possibly between those two. Is it, what if a guy does it? That's a big discussion. The Machane Ephraim discusses that. And others. But either that was reason number one for Nitzilos Adayim. But the other two is where our Gemara comes in. The machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh quoted in the Beis Yosef, Hilchos Nitzilos Adayim, in the beginning of Arachayim. Whether the reason for Nitzilos Adayim is, I think the Rosh says, Yadayim Askani Osein, our hands touch the covered parts of our body when we're sleeping, and we have to wash our hands in order to make them ra'ui and naki for tefillah, for saying Shem Hashem, v'chulu. So that's a little bit also removing a problem, but it's also something more positive, because it is getting ready for tefillah. And the other day, the Rashban says, no, it's like a Kohen who's about to do his avoda in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash, and just like he washes his hands, we all have the avoda to do of the day. We have our own avodah to do in our own Kodesh Kodashim, in our own Beis HaMikdash, which is our lives, and that's why we need to wash our hands in the morning. So that's, again, a remnant of the discussion of the mitzvah of old, of washing one's hands and feet in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Aruch does not quote that we wash our feet in the morning. But again, that's the, we walk with shoes today. Could be different. Okay. But either way, we have this stira between the psukim. So one pasuk says that the kiyar has to be in between, and the other pasuk says there can't be anything in between. So how do you get out of that? That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. You put it a little lower, and it is not a problem. So even before we get into the figuring out based on the Gemara, the Sfas Emes points out, I don't know what the different problem is anyway. There's a number of steps that go from the Azara to the Heichal. So even if you put the Kiyar there, the floor of the Heichal is raised up, is higher. So ask the Sfas Emes, I don't know what the problem is. V'lecharakasha, t'amizbeach, minabizbeach, v'le'ulam, hayayud beizmalos, 12 steps. There are 12 steps. There are steps going into the Azara, right? That's by Shar Nikanor, all the way on the east side, going from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael. And then there are more steps going from the Azara to the Heichal. So asks the Sfas Emes, even if the Kiyar is directly in between, but the Mizbeach is taller, and then if you go from the Mizbeach looking to the Ohel Moed, it's raised up, so it shouldn't be a problem anyway. Ubevadi ha-Kiyar lo haya gavoa yoser migimel o dalan amos, imken lo haya shum hefzik la-Pesach. The Pesach is higher. The Pesach hayagavoa meritzpa yoser mishiva amos. The doorway into the Heichal was 7 amos at least above the floor of the Azara, and the Kiyar is no more than 3 or 4 amos off the ground. So there is no hefzik anyway. Unless you would say, says the Sfas Emes, that if the Kiyar was there, the Kiyar would also have to be on a step. Interesting. Venira da kiyar gamkin haya omed lamala al mala el yona. Bishop the tzarach lios bein ha'ulam v'lamizbeach. Bein Ohel Moed v'lam Mizbeach, ulamat lo mikri bein Ohel Moed. To fulfill the other pasuk of bein Ohel Moed v'lam Mizbeach, it would have to be in between, so it would also have to be raised up. So we still have the problem. So that's why he says, it would be a hefsek, and that's why the Gemara has to say that it is a little south. It is a little south, and that's why we have to try to find a spot that is both between the Ohel Moed and the Ulam, and a spot that is not mafsik between the Ohel Moed and the Mizbeach. So here we go. So Micah Sover. So again, we're going to go through some of the possibilities here. And I saw in the Bir Adaf and also in the art school, they have some pictures that goes through each situation, but it's moving it over a little bit each time. So Micah Sover. Again, it's good that pictures help in this, just to crystallize in our head. Ikasavar kule mizbeach bedaro. And we're going to go through each of the possibilities, and again, end up by suggesting that Rabbi Yosei Glili is the one that is the basis for the Mishnah in Tamid, based on what he says here, as we'll see. So ikasavar kule mizbeach bedaro koi. If you say the entire mizbeach was bedaro, so then nukme. So why don't you put the kiyar mikosel heichal viladaro beinu ulam alam mizbeach? If you say it's all in the Darom, so then if you put it in the, put the Kiyar in the Minmehechel Vela Darom, put it on the south side, then the upper northern tip of the Mizbeach could still be across from the Pesach HaHechel, having the Kiyar next to it also. Look at Rashi. Look me mikosel Hechel Vela Darom, Klomar. Mishemaschil kosel pesach ahechal lisasem ladarom, where it starts, where it's, it gets closed. The hainu bein pesach ulam v'lamizbeach ukeneged ahechal shepesach ulam odef al shel hechal heamos ladarom. You'll have five amos that will, again, like we said yesterday, if the entire mizbeach is in the south, so then the northern five amos of the mizbeach will still be across from the Pesach HaOl Moed, and put the kiyar in the corner there, which will then be in between, and it will still be leave some space open. Right? So you wouldn't have to put it just purely in the darum. And if you say, like we said yesterday, that the ulam also has kedushas heichal, so then nukme mikoso ulam v'ladarum bein ulam v'mizbeach. Put it in the corner, bein the wall of the ulam v'ladarum. Again, in each of these pictures, it's enough to be across from the Mizbeach and leave open space between the Mizbeach and the doorway of the Ohel Moed. Inami Ksavar, and if you want to say, so that's if it was all in the south. So Inami Ksavar, and if you say that he, Rabbi Yossi Glili, holds Chetzia Batzafon v'Chetzia Badarom, and if you say he holds it half and half, so again, he wouldn't have to say that it's Mashach Kima Klapi Darom, which is what he says up top. He could say as follows. Nukme, why don't you put the kiyar, Mikosel Hechavala Darom, Binulam Valamizbeach. Again, there's still space there. Same question, whether it is all in the south or it is midway in the Hechal going north, in the Azara going north-south. And Rashi, again, goes through the math of each of these. How much is left? It's the parallel math to what we had yesterday. Is it 11 amos, right? It starts off with 5 amos, and then we get into the 11 amos. The Elala Mishum. So, because of these possibilities, and he does not say any of these possibilities, Rabbi Yossi Glili. So it must be Elala Mishum, because he must hold the Kazar Kulim is Beach Bitsafon. It must be that the term is Beach is Batsafon, and that is what we started off with, and then the Shid Bukubetzis here adds in, Vinukme Mikosal Hechal Vilatzafon. So why doesn't he put it, a little bit more north? So he says, or on the side, it also, in the Masoret HaShas, Vinukme Bein Hechal Vilatzafon, Kasavar Kedushas Hechal Vulam Chada, Kinami Mukbasle Mikosal Hechal Vilatzafon, Havale Bein Ulam Lamizbeach. If you put it more north, it would block the whole area. You need, again, space open, and space where it takes up in between. Last one, v'nuk me mikosa ulam v'latzafon v'beinu ulam v'lamizbeach. So why don't you put it even more north? More north, and then the space between the mizbeach and the ulam would be under it. Amar krat safona, sheit safun, safon panui mikelim. There's also a drasha that the northern area cannot have any kelim in it, in that spot. Rashi says, it could have said safon, it says safona, right, an extra letter, and that's why it has to be open. And that is why we end up saying that it is Rabbi Yossi HaGalili that also holds that has to be in the north, and that's how we know he is the author of the Mishnah in Meseches Tamid. Tosfos discusses in the top Tosfos, so one second, the north has to be Poni Mekelim, but the Mizbeach is there, according to this. So isn't that a problem? Tosfos on top, Ava Bisham Mizbeach Sha'asa Moshe Kli Haya. Kidamar done and klimi klimi done and klimi binyan mishar kalim kamar. Okay, maybe it means not, mizbeach doesn't count. Mizbeach is a different type of kli, right? And that's why maybe it's that doesn't count in the that's not a violation of the need for panui mekalim, right? V'yafal pi shayab. It's stop there for a moment. Tosfos is already alluding to it, but the Mitzpah Esa notes that, you know, if you're not talking about the Mizbeach of Moshe, you're talking about the Mizbeach of the Mikdash, then you sure don't have a problem. Because remember what we said earlier. What we said earlier, the Mitzvah Esan notes, what we said back on Daf Chav Zayin, when we contrasted the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitzo, and the Gemara had an important line there, high Ritzpah for high Klisharis. Describing the Mizbeach HaChitzo, and that's called Ritzpah. Right? That's called Mechuba LaKarka. And the Mizbeach Hazav is called Klisharis, right? That had to do with, if you remember, whether something is Imolo Lo Yered. So first we went in one direction, then we went in the other direction. That the Mizbeach HaPnimi might be more Mizbeach Makadesh than the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and we had that line of High Ritzpah for High Klisharis. So then Tosfos Kasha doesn't get off the ground, because it's the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not a Kli. But then Tosfos continues and says, V'yafal pi, But anybody who knows, we know the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, there were kelim north of the Mizbeach. There were those rings that they used to put the animals' heads in, and there were the little shulchanos. The Alva Bishaya Bitzvon Nanasim, the Klunsos, the shulchanos. Mistama Hadamar Torah, Pony Miklum, Mishum Shchitahu, Vahani Tzorach Shchita Ninhu. It can't have anything that is not, Shchita is the first Avoda. So to have Shchita Kalim in that area, that's not a problem. The only problem is to have other types of kelim, like the kiyar, which is not directly related to shchita. That was the problem. Okay, which again, put this on the list of shchita being different than the other avodos, shchita lava avodahi, and shchita kshir bazar, right? This also would go on that. The kelim used for shchita does not have to be, are allowed to be in the north side of the Mizbeach. And shchita might not need a klisharis, the first host was in his omakoman, all of those sources go on the uniqueness of shchita. Okay, so we continue. Mantana de Polygale Rabbi Yosi Eglili. Who was the one that would argue on Rabbi Yosi Eglili? Who was the one that would say that the Mizbeach is all in the south? Who says that? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov could say that. Did Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Tzafona Shipon Tzafun Tzafon Panui Miklum Ve'afilu Min HaMizbeach. So according to him, the Mizbeach would have to be in the south, and he would have to have different areas where the kiyar would be and where everything, the maracha might be on the top of the Mizbeach. Okay. Adkan, the discussion of where the Mizbeach was in the Azara. Now we get into a new topic. Amarath. Mizbeach shenifkam. A Mizbeach that was damaged. Nifkam. Kol hakachim shenishchatu sham sulim. All kachim that were shechted there, Rashi, in the Azara, are pasul. So it is not 100% clear what exactly is the case that Rav is talking about. Is this talking about a case where the shechita happened after the Mizbeach was already nifkam? The Mizbeach was nifkam and then you shechted? Or was it earlier? You shechted before it was nifkam and then it was nifkam. What's the difference? What might be the issue here? The Karen Ora discusses. This is getting into the issue of dichui. Dichui meikaro and nira v'nitcha. If there is a chefza shal mitzvah that is already tainted at the beginning of its inception of being a chefza shal mitzvah, or it was ra'ui at the beginning and then it was nitcha. And the Gemara says elsewhere, and the Karen Ora discusses it, nire v'nitcha is more problematic. If it already was ra'ui to use as a mitzvah and then a problem came, ironically, that's worse. That's worse than it was never ra'ui in the first place. Dichui me'ikaro. So what's going on here? Right? Was it shechted before, and then it was roi after it was shechted, and then it was nifkam? Is that what Rav is talking about? Because then it would just be maybe the regular din of dichui. Or is it no? Is it, it wasn't even shechted till after the mizbeach was nifkam, so you might call that dichui meikaro, right? When it was shechted, it already had a problem, so maybe that's not the normal case of nitcha, and that's why it has to be based on a new pasuk. That's the issue here, because we're going to quote a special pasuk for this case. So that sounds like it's not the regular case of dichui. It's not the regular rule of dichui that we have in Sukkah Lamed Gimel by Hadassim, and we have it by Kachim elsewhere. So that's the issue discussed here a little bit by the Karen Ara. Is it that the Shechita was done earlier or not, and you're just worried about the Zrika, or is that even the Shechita wasn't done? I'll read the Karen Ara in a minute, but let's just first do the Gemara. So Rav says, if the Mizbeach was damaged, Kachin that were shechted a pasul. Mikrahu biyadeinu v'shachachnuhu. It was based on a pasuk and I forgot it. I don't remember the pasuk. Kisalag Rav Kahana, when Kahana went up to Eretz Yisrael. Achachel Rav Shimon b'Revi. Tekam Rav Shimon b'Revi Shmal b'Revi Yossi. Minayin l'mizbeach nifkam shekala kachim shechudom sham psulin. How do you know that this halacha, that a mizbeach that was damaged, any kachin that was shechted pasul, shene emar, v'zavachta alav es olosecha v'es shalamecha. You shall shecht on it, its olos and its shlamim. This is the pasuk we quoted also yesterday. Do you shecht on it? Do you take the word alav there to mean on it? Tosas points out, even if you want to say that bidieved, you could shecht on the mizbeach, right? It's not a din lachadchila. And the pasuk wouldn't be referring to vizavachta alav. Right, Tosfos says. Right, so therefore you can't say alav means literally on it. So Ella, what must alav mean? Kishehu shalem velo kishehu chaser. Right, only when it is complete and whole and not when it is missing or damaged. alav shech next to the mizbeach when the mizbeach is complete. Amar, and he says, oh, hi nukra dish time alayla Rav. So when Rav Kahana heard that, he says, oh, that's the pasuk that Rav was thinking about, that Rav didn't remember. That drusha of his alach alav, es olosecha ve'es ve'es lamecha. So that is all shitas Rav. Again, now I'll read the Karen Ora. We're going to have Rabbi Yochanan is going to argue on this, but Hashem in a minute. But the Karen Ora here discusses. He has that question. He says, "Yesh lo dakte kai psul machmas mai imishum da shchita atzma psula hi bismacha mizbech pagum." Right, the shchita was problematic, and now the question is, what about the zrika? Right, that's the question. O mishum dichui hu demifsal v'kivon shenishchat b'shas pekimas hamizbeach v'lo chazi lizrok adam mifsal afilu kishetikin mishum dichui v'kra asi ligiluye dizrika psula b'mizbeach chaser. Right, or not, or maybe the shchita was done earlier, right, when it was roy, and it's a regular case of nira v'nitzche. Right, that's a question. They said maybe a nafkamina if you shech one simanim when you have pegima and one. So it comes up with an afkamina. But either way, that's the question. If you look at the Chavos Chaim here in the Likutei Halachos, he writes here, Mipirish Rashi Mashma, Denishchatu Be'eish Shekfar Nifka Mamizbeach. V'chei Mashma Me'arayishu Val Zemikra. Achein Baramba Mashma Da'afilu Im Be'eish Hashchita Haya Mizbeach Sholem V'nifka Macharkach. Gam came psulim. From the Rambam, he said to get the impression that even if it was shechted beforehand, it's possible because of this specific din. Mishum, the kiva, the be'esha, roi lezrika, nifgam, nifsala olam. Because now it's roi lezrika, and then it became pakum. So the question is, how do you define this? Like, do you say, even if it was shechted beforehand, do you say that's a case of nire v'nitche? Because at the time that it was royal Azrika, that's when it became a problem. Okay, he discusses this. And then he says, the calls out filu nitkan takef psulin. Even if the mizbeach was only roy, not roy for a second. V'da'o dehua din nifka makevesh gamkein pasul dehua din gamkein b'chal mizbeach. Right, I'll have to get to that also. That the ramp also might have the status, and if the ramp is also damaged, that also could be the same problem. The shita as Rav. So that's Rav Shita. If the Mizbeach is Nifkam, then Kachim that are Shechted are Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Echadzeh Psulin. Rabbi Yochanan says, either way, whether, as Rashi says here, and this was the Chafetz Chaim's Diyak, whether it was Nishchat Bishas Pekimasan, third medium line in Rashi, Bein Shanishchatu Achar Tikuno. Whether it was Shechted after, when it was Pagum, or what if you were just makdish it when it was pagum, and then you shechted it after it was fixed? Rabbi Yochanan says that's also a problem. If it was hukdash already, that's psulin, because as Rashi uses the lashon, niru v'nitchu. Right? If it was already hukdash, b'shas, pegimas hamizbeach, that's already still a problem. That's Rabbi Yochanan, echadzeh psulin. So by my pligi, what's the machlokas about between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? Rav savar balichai minim midachin. Rav says, live animals can never get the status of nidche, because they're still alive, just like animals cannot, not exactly the same, but just like live animals cannot be makabal tuma, live animals cannot be nidche. And therefore, even if there's a problem when that animal is alive, it cannot be nidche. So here, in this case, Rav would say, they're still kosher. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, no, balichayim nidachin. Even though, let's take, again, Rashi's pshat, it was hukdash b'shas pegimas ha-mizbeach, and then the mizbeach was fixed, and then you shechted it. Rav would say that's not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan would say that is a problem. Period. Meisvei, again, there's a lot to talk about, but let's just continue a little bit. Meisvei, kol hakodshim shahayu ad shelo nivne ha-mizbeach, v'achar kach nivne ha-mizbeach psulin. The Brisa says, any kodshim that were there before the mizbeach was built, and then the mizbeach was built, psulin. So says the Gemara, Nivne dechuyin meikaraninu. One second, Nivne, it was built in the middle, that's duchi meikaro. And therefore, Rashi says, according to the Manta Amar, that it's not nidche if it's duchi meikaro, so why is this a problem? If you hold duchi meikaro lo havi duchi. So Ella, what must this brisa mean? That it doesn't mean before it was built, it must be a mistake. Ad shelo neheras hamizbeach. It must be before the Mizbeach was Neheras, meaning what? Rashi says, Rashi quotes historically when this was, before Achalot Neheras, where's the Rashi? Achalanera, second wide line, Mashba b'yimei Nebuchadnezzar hayu. Right? Before the Mizbeach was Neheras, it was Hukdash b'yimei Bayis Rishon, and then what? And it's still around, b'yimei Bayis Sheni. Right? That's the case that's being referred to. So says the Gemara, Neheras, Ha'izkelu, how old is that animal? Right? One of the Mumin is called Zakein. Right? So even if somehow the animal survives, right, during that lengthy time, it's too old. Ella, try number three. What does the Brisa really mean? Ella achalo nifgam hamizbeach. It must be it was damaged. What is damaged? During the time, and again, Rashi says, goes through all the different times of history here. Achalo nifgam. It was damaged, but it wasn't destroyed. Biacharkach nifgam hamizbeach psulin. So maybe that's the case. It was a carbon, it was hukdash before it was nifgam, and then it was the mizbeach was nifgam, psulin. So again, so now that's akasha. So isn't that akasha on Rav? So the Gemara says, velo tirutze kamataratzta ema shenishkatu. Didn't you have to change the whole brisa three times anyway? So change it means nishchad. It doesn't mean nifgam. And therefore, it is not a problem. The Amar of Gidol Amarav Mizbeach Sheneakar Maktirin Ktores Bimkomo. Aye, but don't we have another brisa that says that the Mizbeach that was totally not there, you could give Ktores in its spot? So how could Rav say if it was Nifgam, you can't? If a little bit is not there, that's worse than it totally not being there? Mizbeach Sheneakar. And again, the Havamina here is that we are comparing the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? If Rav says the Mizbeach HaChitzon is Nifgam, you cannot bring a carbon there. So why should it be the Mizbeach HaPrimi that's Neakar? It should work. So the answer is no. Kedama Rava, Moda Hayy Rabbi Yehuda B'damim. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says elsewhere, we'll see soon, by Damim. So we'll see what that means. We don't know what that means yet, but just like he says it over there, Sachanami, Moda Rav B'damim. Rav would agree by Damim, meaning, as Rashi explains, there's a difference between the Mizbeach HaChitzon and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach achitzon shenifgam, so that's totally on the kli itself. And if you don't have the mizbeach achitzon, you cannot do the avoda. Mizbeach apnimi is more totally on the spot. It's not totally on the kli, and therefore you would be able to do the avoda haktores, even if the mizbeach haktores is not there. The Meshech Chachma just points out the chiluk in the Lashonos, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph, in Shmos, he points out the difference in Lashonos between the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach apnimi. Because if you look at the other two, the lashon of the Torah, of the pasuk is shulchan, and the lashon of the Torah is menorah. But here, the language of by the ktores is the spot. The Meshech Chachma says this here in Lamed Aleph. He says v'ha'ikar. In all the avodos, if you don't have the kli, you can't do the avoda, except for one. Aval mizbeach miktar ktores sheikaru lakach. The mizbeach, the ikar of the mizbeach is to be makter the ktores on. It doesn't have any other tafkid. Right, shakaporis shabon biyom kippurim ainu rak lechaper v'chulu. He says, "Kaimalon shaktoris niktar af in ain sham mizbeach." K'mo damar Rav v'zvachin daf nun tes. He quotes our Gemara. Right, that's the only avoda that's done even without the kli. V'lachen k'siv baser dehishlam kol adinim min akilim v'habinyanim ma'mukrachim la'shrotz hakavod v'ishkan hakadosh. Right, he says v'hikter oso asher lefnei Hashem. Right, even without mentioning the kli there, and that's why the Meshech Chachma says it's meduyak in the psukim that you don't need the mizbeach there in order for you to be maktir the ektaris. Okay, I don't go through all the other psukim, but in the footnotes here he goes through all of the psukim how it is meduyak. That's the Meshech Chachma based on this. Okay, a couple of points to discuss here. The Mishnah in Menachas, we're talking here about the Mizbeach being fixed, and if it's Nifgam, then it is a problem. The Mishnah in Menachas tells us that the Mizbeach HaZohav has to be Mischanech with the Ktores, and the Mizbeach HaChitzon has to be Nischanech with the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Tamid Shel Shachar, that's the Mishnah in Meseches Menachos on Daf Memtes Amid Aleph. Lo Ekrivu Keves Baboker, Yakrivu Amr Rabbi Shimon, Emas Abizman Shaya Nusum Oshogin, Avalam Hayim Ezitim, Lokrivu Kevas Baboker, Lo Yakrivu Bainar Abayim. Loak Tiruk Teras Baboker, Yak Tiru Bainar Abayim. Here's the important line. She'e mechanch for us. Every line is important. Ein mechanchin es mizbeach hazahav. V'lo biktoras ela biktoras asamim. V'lo mizbeach haola ela betamish al shachar. V'lo as hashulchan ela balechem apanim b'shabbos. V'lo as hamenorah ela b'shiva neirosei al beinor abayim. So the mizbeach hazahav, the first thing you have to have on the mizbeach hazahav is the ktoras. The first thing on mizbeach haola is the tamish al shachar. The shulchan has to have lechem apanim. That's the first time you use it. That is the Mishnah in Mesaches Menachos. The Menachas Chinuch asks, is that only by new or even if it was damaged and you fixed it? Our Gemara talks about damaged Mizbeach and then you fixed it. So do all those halachas of Chinuch that the Mizbeach HaKtores has to be Mischanech with the Ktores and not, let's say, with Zrikas Adam, and the Mizbeach HaChitzen has to be with the Tamid Shel Shachar, so what is the halacha? So that's the Menachas Chinuch Kasha in Mitzvah Tuf Aleph, in the Mitzvah of the Karban Tamid, Tmidim B'chol Yom, as we know the Rambam can't, and the Rechina counts one Mitzvah. The Ramban counts two Mitzvahs, Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the Rambam counts one. The Shir Zed HaChadosh, Eini Yodeya Mahu, Ichadosh L'Gamrei, O Efshar, B'Niskalkel HaMizbeach Ba'ofan SheNifsal. If the Mizbeach gets ruined, Kigon, Shadiskakal HaYisod, O Ribua, O Karen, O Kevesh, the Becholhanu, Pasol HaMizbeach. Right, the Mizbeach becomes Pasol. O Evin Shenifgam. Our Gemara. Efshar Nami. Efshar Dahavi Nami Chadash, Vein Makriven Alav Tchila Olas Tamit, Shabein Arbayim. O Efshar, Dafka Bechadash Lagamri, Vein Yodeh Shir Bazeh. I'm not sure that Menachas Chinuch just has that question. Here in the footnotes, he points out that Yerucham Peshel Prolel mentions that the Gemara never mentions the language of Chadash. The Rambam has the language of Chadash. Vein makom lechakira klal devada koshes urachinuch v'dayin lo nischanech kari leila Rambam Chadash. So he says, the Yerucham Peshel Prolel says, don't be medayik. Maybe that the Menachas Chinuch wasn't convinced by the Rambam's lashon of Chadash. But if you look in the Radvaz, in the end of the first parak of Hilchos, Tmidin Umusafin, he discusses it. Maybe the Menachas Chinuch didn't have the Radvaz. The end of Tmidin, Aleph Yud Beis. Avalam haya hamizbeach chadash, sha'adayin lo karav alav klum, lo yagribo lo tchila bein arbayim. That's the Rambam's lashon. New, you never were makar of anything on it. So is that meduyuk that if it was damaged, that's considered like panam chadashas balakan? Says the Radvaz, mashva de b'chi agavna bo'i chinuch, avalam nifka menifsa lo bo'i chinuch, dumi tachanukas hamizbeach sha'asa Moshe. So Radvaz answers the kasha, only new, not if it was fixed and damaged. If you look in the Aviyah Ezri, Rav Shach has an important discussion where he talks about fascinating ha'ara. What is this doing in Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin? The fact that you have to be mechanech, the mizbeach, aval, again, why isn't that in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash? Talk about starting to use the kelim. Says the Rav Shach, Avia Ezri, right here in Aleph Yud Beis, in Tamidin Musafin. Hapashut bedin zeh, she'ein zeh din. Is this a din in the Mizbeach, or is this a din in the Karbanos? She'ein zeh din sha Mizbeach tzorach chinuch, va'achinuch hu betamit shol shachar. Deim kena yitzorach lichtov zeh behilchos beis ha-bechira, o behilchos Klei HaMikdash. Other kelim might need chinuch, might need to be sanctified and anointed before it's used. But by the fact that the Rambam puts this in Hilchos Tmidin means it's a din in the karban. Din in the karban, not a din in the mizbeach. Elishu din b'tamid shal ben harbayim. The tamid shal bayim cannot be hukrav on a mizbeach that never had a previous hakrava. That's what it is. But the point is that you cannot be makrav other karbanos before the tamid shel shachar. That's why it's usually the tamid shel shachar that goes. The din is that the tamid shel ben arbayim cannot be first. V'zeo shekasav haramam kam, aval av haya mizbeach chadash sha'adayin lo karav alav klum. Doesn't say that you have to do the tamashal shachar first. It just says if you didn't do anything else, you can't do the tamashal ben arbayim. Mashma lehedya sha'akol efshar lahakrib rishon chutz mitamashal ben arbayim. That can't be first. that we just read, that's his suggestion. And then he says, maybe it's even totally on the Machlokas Ramam Ramban. The Ramam Machlokas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shor Shlishi, the Ramam counts, the Ramam does not count Chinuch HaMizbeach as a mitzvah. And the Ramban does. The Ramban says, the Chinuch HaMizbeach is a mitzvah l'doros. Maybe he quotes, maybe it's a Lushitasa, the Ramam and the Ramban. But again, one could look there for more related to that. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, one other point to discuss. Tosfos. Tosfos here, but it's printed on an Amud Beis. So if you read Amud Aleph, you're not going to find it. Tosfos on Amud Beis. What does the Gemara say here? The Gemara suggested if you have a really old animal, right? It was Hukdash Bizman Bayis Rishon, and then the Mizbeach was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and his cohorts, and it lasted all the way till, right, over 70-year-old animal, till Bayis Sheni. The Gemara has that suggestion. Says, oh, it's too old. It's Zakein. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Tosfos, turn over the page, Ha Azkinon. Tosfos says, but there's a Medrash. Our gear says in Dvarim Rabbah, but it's really in Bamidbar Rabbah, right? But it changes it on the side. It says in Bamidbar, on the Pasuk, Chayim Kochem Hayom, Kal Vachomer, Miparim, Shedesnadvu, Anasiyim, Laseis Haarim Bamidbar, Shechayu at Shlomo, Shehekrivim LaGavoha. Wow. Certain animals that the Nesiim were makdish in the desert, they lasted hundreds of years until Shlomo HaMelech was makdish them in the Beis HaMikdash. They're pretty old. That's older than the suggestion here. Tosa says, Horasha Haisa. Horasha. That was a special din. So you're not going to learn anything from that. It was a Horas Shah. Or, Rabbi Yaakov Emden here says, Alesio another Kasha. Zakein. What about the aisle that Avram Avinu used at the Akedah? Right? What does the Medrash say? That was the aisle that was Nivra ben Ashmoshes. That's pretty old. Pretty old animal. Avram Avinu used that for the Akedah. Says the Yavetz. Says Rav Yaakov Emden right here, who's had a number of important comments here in the past couple of days. Says the Yavetz. Let me just find it here. V'chein. V'hainu, he says. V'chein b'chol ha-katshim b'bnei ha-kavid b'vad. Who bilvat she'in mevi'im zakenim. Right, the point is, his issue is zaken a psul objectively, or is zaken psul, because usually an animal that's so old is weak and not ro'i and not fit to be a karbon. So that's his issue. So he says, he thinks it's the latter. Why? And therefore, v'haynu b'davka b'derech ha'teva, sha'azikna goremes kachash basar v'toshus koach. Masha'enkin b'parim halalu, she'erichu yamim kol kach b'derech neis, vade lo sholta b'hem kechishus v'toshus, and therefore it would be okay. It's not an objective balmum, it's only a balmum because it is old and usually so weak. But where Hashem makes it, where neis, no problem. V'chanami amrinim hasam behedya. And then he says at the end, Ve'ein no'eh ligavoa v'kavid yosir me'elu. There's no better than these cows that the Nesiim gave. You thought, oh, they're old. No, they're not old. Hashem made them live. Zeu borer b'siyata d'shmaya. V'chein, and then he adds, Elo shel Yitzchak shenivra mishay shesimei b'reishas. Elo shel Yitzchak also, you would say the same thing. Again, b'derech neis. And no, one answer is harasha derech neis. Number two might be, no, it's a svara. That zaken is not an objective soul, it's only because it's usually weak and not roy, not nice to use as a karbon, but b'derech neis makes it roy to use as a karbon. And one other just added point to the Sfas Emes, it's the same idea. Sfas Emes says, well, maybe if Shlomo wouldn't have shechted them and used them, they would have lived another 5,000 years. So who says this is old in the lifetime of those animals? Right? It was just because he shechted them. They would have lived on forever, right? So that's not Zakein, right? Zakein is objective of how much the, you know, you would have lived, you know, percentage of the life. That's what he has, this one line. V'nir eliyashiv kushyasam. Tahani shvarim dahayu kayamim harbe shanim lo shayach v'udin zikna. Right? They would have lived. And in the footnotes here of the Sfas Emes, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech and others that Zok Zikin Zikna might not be an objective soul. Okay. A lot more to talk about, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, so my Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Mishnah, the Gemara quoted, oh, just like Rabbi Yehuda says that just like the Rabbi Yehuda admits by damim, so to hear Rav would admit by damim. Right? What do we use that? We use that to say there's a difference between the mizbech hachitzon and the mizbech hapnimi in terms of it not being there. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says. So where did Rabbi Yehuda say it? So my Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, as the Braisa says, Bayomahu kidesh hamelech tocha chatzer v'gomer, the psukim in the Malachim Aleph Paraches talk about the hundreds of thousands of karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech was makriv on the first day of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. So there was no room. There was no room to maktir all of those karbanos. So what happened? The pasuk says that Shlomo gave sanctity to the floor of the Azara. That's what the pasuk says. Kidesh HaMelech toch hachatzer v'gomer ki mizbecha anachoshes asher lefnei Hashem katan mehachil. It was too small. Too small, so he had to be sanctify the floor. Good. Says the psukim, if you add up all the karbanos, 142,000 karbanos. That's a lot. So, dvarim kichsavan de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, take it literally. Dvarim kichsavan. He was makadish the entire ritzbah, and he gave it status of mizbeach to be maktir on it, because there wasn't enough to be maktir all the olos and the shlamim for the chanukas ha-mizbeach. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Amalei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Follow Kfar Ne'amar. It already says earlier, before he built the Beis HaMikdash, right? Shlomo HaMelech and Malachim Aleph Perek Gimel. Follow Kfar Ne'amar. Elef Olos Ya'al Shlomo Ala Mizbeach Ahu. 1,000 Olos Shlomo would put on the Mizbeach. Beshem, we'll get back to that. Ve'ilu Beis HaLamim Hu Omer. If you look at the percentages, so the Mizbeach from earlier, you could do 1,000 in a day. And if you do the percentages of how much larger the other Mizbeach was that he built in the Beis HaMikdash, it should have been enough room, says Rabbi Yossi, in terms of ratio. V'ilu b'beis olamim hu omer, v'yizbach shlomo ha-zevach ha-shlomim asher zevach l'ashem, ba-bakar eser v'shnayim aleph, 22,000, and then you have another 120,000 shlomims. I'm sorry, olos. Ukshata magia l'cheshbon olos u'leminyan amos, ze godo mizeh. If you do shlomo mizbeach, was plenty big. So you don't have to say it literally means that he sanctified the floor. V'ela mahu katan mehachil. What does it mean that it was too small? Ka'adama mo lechadeiro, ploni nanasu upasal avoda. If somebody's really short, if he's a midget and he can't do the avoda, you're not going to say, oh, he's pasal avoda. You just say he's a midget. And if it's memelo, we would know, instead of saying that he was pasal avoda, you don't want to say that. Like as Rashi says here, lishna ma'alya, velo amar nifsal ploni. And that's what it means, katan me'achil. Do the previous Rashi. Lav b'mizbeach avanim kamar, meaning, it was implicitly applying here that they were not going to use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach anymore. They don't want to say that though, to say they were not going to use it anymore, it's too small. So they said, you know, they were Makadesh, they said it in an implicit way. It was a nicer way to say it. So that's the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbi Yehuda, Shabar Kamar Rabbi Yossi, but didn't Rabbi Yossi have a good taina that, you look at the ratios, it should have been big enough? Rabbi Yehuda L'taimei, Damar Mizbeach Shasa Moshe Gadol Haya. Rida says no, l'shita so, that the Mizbeach that Moshe used was bigger. And therefore, the 1,000 that Shlomo did was on a bigger Mizbeach. And therefore, you can't bring any rias from that ratio. Titania, Chamesh Amos Orach, V'chamesh Amos Rochav, Dorom Kechsavan, Dev Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that's how big the Mizbeach was, right? Described in the end of Shmos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. That's only part of the Mizbeach. Nemar kan ribua v'nemar lahalan ribua. It says ribua in Yechezkel. Ma lahalan me emsa iso hayamode. It's from the midpoint out. It's 500 out. Afkan me emsa iso humode. So it's really double that. It's really double that size. It was much bigger. And if you have a much bigger size, then when you have the ratio to Shlomo's, it wouldn't have been enough. V'hasa minalan. And how do you know in Yechezkel that the measurements are from the midpoint, not describing the entire Mizbeach? Dechsev, for Ha'ariel. Ariel is used in different usages in Tanakh. Here it's being used as the place, the area of the Ma'aracha on the Mizbeach. For Ha'ariel, Shtemesre Ama, L'chol Ruach. Shtemesre Ama in every, from the center, in every direction. Oeinu Ela Yudbez al Yudbez. Maybe it's 12 on 12 total. Kshu Omer, El Arbaz Riva'av, Malameh Shemei Emsahu Modeid. So you're going from the middle. We're going from the middle. And therefore, it says for Rabbi Yossi, and what does Rabbi Yossi do with the Gzeira Shava from Yechezkel? Kigamar Gzeira Shava begobah hu degamar. That's only in terms of height. Tetanya v'shalosh amos kamaso dvarim kechzavon div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Namar kan ribua v'namar lahalan ribua malahalan govo pishtaim keerko afkan pishtaim keerko. So the each learned something, whether it's the height or whether it is the middle. But either way, you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda, when it says that a moder of Yehuda bidamim, that you need a mizbeach, so he says here, you needed mizbeach, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech had to be mekadesh, the whole area, for Kedushas Mizbeach. Just one final point, and that is, it says here that Shlomo originally brought 1,000 olos. 1,000 olos, the Asa Shlomo. So we've had a Gemara about that twice, I think, in Shas. We have it in Masechah Shabbos, on Daf Lamin. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, and we also had it in Sanhedrin, in Chelek. But David HaMelech wants to know from Hashem, you know, when I'm going to die. When am I going to die? David HaMelech says, Hashem says, I can't tell you. Nobody knows. So David says, okay, what day of the week? What day of the week? Hashem says, Shabbos. David's like, come on, not Shabbos. So let me live till, almost Be'echad B'Shabbos. How about Sunday? Different reasons why Shabbos is not, David didn't want Shabbos. Amar lo, Hashem says, no, kvar higia malchus shlomo banecha vei malchus nogaz b'chaverta afilu k'molei nima. It's Shlomo's time. So, not even a hair's breadth, right? He's supposed to be the melech, so you can't be the melech, you know, when he's supposed to be the melech. So he says, amus be'erev Shabbos. Take away one day of my life. I'll die on Friday. Amar lo, says Hashem, so to speak, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, but kitov yom b'chatzerecha me'elef. That's the pasuk. One day is in your yard is better than 1,000. And what do we darshin? Tov li yom echad sha'ata yoshe v'osik b'torah me'elef olos sha'asit shlomo b'necha la'hakriv l'fani al gamay mizbeach. One day of your Torah, David, is more precious to me than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo is going to bring on the Mizbeach. That's this pasuk that we quoted right here. Elef olos yalash Shlomo. He brought 1,000 olos at the beginning, so that's why, and then he gets into the Gemara that David learned every second of every Shabbos, and the Malach HaMavos couldn't get him until he made a rustling with the trees. Okay, and there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Moder Yehuda B'damim at the beginning of the next year, but we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue here in the sixth parak of Masechas Vachim.